When old TVs and computers end up in landfills or incinerators, the heavy metals and flame retardants they contain can cause pollution. States have been looking for solutions to this e-waste problem, and Washington State has come up with one. It now requires manufacturers to pay the entire cost of recycling computers and TVs. From member station KUOW in Seattle, Ann Dornfeld reports.
Remember that laptop you took such good care of for years? Well, today a guy in a warehouse is bashing it apart with a hammer. If the first step in the computer recycling process was hard to listen to, you might want to cover your ears for a few seconds as the guts of your computer are pulled out piece by piece. Each goes into a separate chute, then into a gigantic Cuisinart. And your computer has been turned into confetti. As confetti goes, it's pretty valuable. There are precious metals in the circuit boards. The steel and aluminum will be sold to refineries and smelters, too. Still, the Environmental Protection Agency says in 2007, more than 80% of all old computers, monitors, and TVs ended up in the trash.
These kinds of materials all need to be safely managed.
Miles Kuntz manages the electronics recycling program for the Washington State Department of Ecology.
Well, the cathode ray tubes contain 4 to 8 pounds of lead, depending on the size of the tube. There's also mercury, there's cadmium, and PBDEs, which are flame retardants.
Some states have made it illegal to throw e-waste in the trash. Others sponsor e-waste recycling programs. But these programs are expensive, and the cost is expected to spike this year as people get rid of their old analog TVs for the digital conversion. Now Washington State thinks it has the solution. Starting this year, every manufacturer that sells TVs, computers, or monitors there must pay for all residential recycling of those products. The state's working with the manufacturers to create a network of drop-off centers from recycling facilities to thrift stores. Miles Kuntz says at first, a lot of manufacturers weren't too happy.
So the idea that Sony, Apple, and all the other smaller manufacturers as well had to register with Washington, pay an administrative fee to the state of Washington, and then get ready to pay for recycling, that was a real hard pill for them to swallow. But they've come around to the fact that that is a new business cost.
That new business cost is known as producer responsibility, holding manufacturers accountable for the full life cycle of their products. Sarah Westervelt heralds the new law. She's a coordinator with the nonprofit Basel Action Network, which works to keep toxic waste out of the environment.
The notion is that if a manufacturer has to pay for the end-of-life costs, the recycling costs for their products, that they will have an economic incentive to redesign them so there are no toxins in them or fewer toxins in them, and so they are more easily broken down and recycled, and maybe so that they even last longer.
Douglas Smith directs corporate environmental affairs for Sony Electronics. He says it doesn't work that way.
We redesign products because of what our customers want, and we see this as a global requirement. But the state regulation itself doesn't have that result.
Still, Smith says Sony will comply with Washington's new law, as well as other smaller-scale recycling laws that have popped up in other states. He says what Sony would like to see, though, is one federal producer responsibility law for electronics recycling so manufacturers don't have to juggle different state requirements. For NPR News, I'm Ann Dornfeld in Seattle.
¶¶